One place that has good reason not to be in the spirit of buying this Christmas is Italy. It's ending the year with the specter of a deep recession ahead and dealing with higher taxes and lower pensions. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome. This has created a mood of fear and insecurity this holiday season.
Let's start with Via Condotti.
This is Rome's premier shopping street. Prada, Gucci, Armani, Bulgari, Louis Vuitton, Valentino, Ferragamo. Salespeople just sort of standing idly by the door. Yawning emptiness in all these shops.
Two streets down, a recording of a children's chorus is the only Christmassy sound around. But even in this toy store, well-dressed customers leave without buying. They may not be buying presents this year, but it's hard to believe that in the country where fine eating is the number one national pastime, Italians would scrimp on traditional Christmas meals. Let's check out the fruit and vegetable market at Campo dei Fiori, a Roman food mecca. Claudio Zampa, who has a top-class clientele, says business has dropped 50% from last year.
Even my rich clients this year are not spending. They are scared. There is that aristocrat, I won't say her name, who owns a car worth 200,000 euros. She actually told me she can't afford a truffle.
In times of crisis, wealthy people tend to keep a low profile. This is not a good time to be seen wearing a mink coat or driving a Ferrari, especially in a country with one of the highest tax evasion rates in Europe. The new government has vowed to crack down on big-time tax cheats, but most Italians, wage earners and pensioners, say they are the major victims of the new budget cuts and tax hikes, and they are not keeping a low profile.
Roberto Martinelli.
This Christmas season, a day doesn't go by without a strike. Transport workers, bankers, civil servants, you name it. At this rally, a union leader stirs up the crowd with a list of middle-class grievances. Francesco Pugliese, CEO of the Conad supermarket chain, says middle-class Italians are suffering the most and have sharply reduced consumption. This looks like a post-war economy, he says. These last 2 weeks before Christmas are the worst in 50 years. Even in Piazza Navona, site of Rome's most popular Christmas market, the mood is glum. There's none of the traditional holiday bustle at the dozens of stalls selling low-cost trinkets. 80-year-old Anna Alferoni proudly runs the oldest stall at the market. It's been in her family since 1820, selling nativity scene, figurines, and creches. She says this is the worst year she's ever seen. The crisis is really bad, she says. It's hard to sell anything, even figurines, for 3 or 4 euros. There simply is no money. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.